Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump says the U.S. completed a very successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran, bringing the American military directly into Israel's war.
Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
The president addressed the nation from the White House late last night with his vice president, secretary of state, and defense secretary by his side.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
And he said they're fully prepared to carry out additional strikes if necessary. Sources tell CBS News the U.S. did reach out to Iran diplomatically yesterday to make clear the strikes were against nuclear targets and that regime change efforts are not planned. Earlier this week, multiple officials said that Mr. Trump opposed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader. Now, following the U.S. attacks, the BBC's Mark Lowen reports that Iran fired back, launching a fresh wave of missiles at Israel.
A huge Iranian barrage came in right across Israel. Reports of direct hits in Haifa, in the north of Israel. There were also some impacts and interceptions here around Tel Aviv.
The Israeli Health Ministry says more than 80 people were injured from the retaliatory strikes. So what happens now? That's still unclear, says CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
There is still an open question. Can Iran pick up the pieces and restart its program? Is it possibly still in a position to sprint towards a nuclear weapon at this point, as some intelligence analysts believed might happen if the U.S. entered this conflict and did not deliver significant damage to its nuclear site?
Now, reaction to the U.S. attack has been swift. Our Linda Kenyon tells us what Congress members on both sides are saying.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham posted, "Good. This was the right call." House Speaker Mike Johnson posted, "The president did what he needed to do." The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Jim Himes, called the president's action a clear violation of the Constitution, which grants the power to declare war explicitly to Congress, while Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders called it grossly unconstitutional.
Again, President Trump ordered U.S. warplanes to drop massive bombs on three nuclear sites in Iran last night, decisively putting the U.S. into the conflict. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tired eyes. I'm up all night and I don't I'm not afraid to die.
great songs from Kat and the Hurricane. We start every hour with our double dip of local sounds, and we did it with Kat and that Hurricane. Why? Because they just cleaned up at the Mama Awards. Look, they took home five different categories. Catch up with the Mama's news by going to themamas.org. And that smart calculator that you have in that pocket of yours will take you there. The new car smells of the brand new Atwood Music Hall, who hosted this year's Mamas, is powered in this half hour by Turtle Island Dispensary. The Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies, and even those wonderful rose bath bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or ship right to your door at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Mr. Newsky is live at the UW campus here on 7-4. This is brand new music you can't get anywhere else on any of those electronic sites. You have to go just to a special Bandcamp page. Learn more about that whole story by going to Terry Barr's interview with him on our podcast page. This is Bitter End of Beginning on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine. I'm in between love. I'm just getting started. I'm a bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started. I'm a bitter.
what's it all mean? I used to wish upon falling stars. I used to follow my dreams.
Newski and then Bing Bong in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You can catch Bing Bong 7-4 at the Monona Community Fest or at the High Noon Saloon on 7-18. Both great shows, one indoors, one outdoors. I might go to both. Speaking of great live stuff, Eddie Berth is live at Atwood Avenue on 7-26 at the Chocolate Shoppy or on 7-16 in Sun Prairie. No pen, no paper, don't panic. Follow along Max Inc. Radio on the social media things, and just like that, we'll keep you in the loops of what's going on. Here is Smoke From Your Gun on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for beauty and youth and his fled. You're too quick to ignore. But that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore. All of that bottle. In the war.
with a guide to be safe. Now I don't know what it's like to march towards the light, but I'll bet you I'm sure to have faith.
This is hour number two, and we're moving right along. In fact, right along into our last break in the after hours of Mag Sync Radio. We do it with Armchair Boogie, who is live on 627 at the Blue Ox Music Fest in Eau Claire, and then 629 in Fond du Lac. This is All My Friends on Mag Sync Radio.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of a field. I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens. Shining so bright and so loud that I must have hit my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. Would I do that to myself? Why would I drink my night away? Oh yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends give me for feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way home. They keep me around. Send me a picture of sadness. Send me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Invite me over for dinner. Buy my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends give me for feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way. Like a tiger creeping up real sneaky. With the right group of dudes in the right kind of mood, you can hop on
sprouts, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stuck in a rut. Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Let's do it.
Local sounds on Mags Inc. Radio, the Geology Club, and then VO5, who I'm going to see next at Atwood Fest in July. Check out the amazing lineup at atwoodfest.com. All these local artists who are crammed into 2 hours thanks to this local sponsor, Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing is in Madison and provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, aluminum fencing, they have it all. Find them at Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. They do it all at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Fat Function now on Max Inc. Radio, who's also getting to be at Atwood Fest. See what we did there? Two in a row. That was Sweatbox and Fat Function on Max Inc. Radio, another Atwood Fest feature artist. And I was thinking, why don't we do two in a row? Both on Saturday, 7/16. Next, we have Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
In my eyes, you're like a perfect flower with the poisonous down of barbed wire. You're wrapped around my reason, I'm paralyzed, but gratified. In my mind, I've tried to justify the lack of my defense, but all the time I disconnect my feelings until everything inside is as cold as ice.
Was Avengers Assembled on Max Inc. Radio, the after-hours show. We're going to leave you this week with M. Shays. They did an amazing job at the MAMA Awards last week. This is In the Middle of Now on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
Cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump has made it clear Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And last night, the U.S. got involved.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordow, Natanz, and Esfahan.
In an address to the nation, the president warned Iran.
Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill.
He said the U.S. gave Israel a heads up before launching the strikes and spoke with Benjamin Netanyahu afterwards. The prime minister said the president's decision will change history.
History will record